7. Cherubim and Sanabim. In all essential endowments, cherubim and Sanabim are similar to seraphim. They have the same origin but not always the same destiny. They are wonderfully intelligent, marvelously efficient, touchingly affectionate, and almost human. They are the lowest order of angels, hence all the nearer of kin to the more progressive types of human beings on the evolutionary worlds. Cherubim and Sanabim are inherently associated, functionally united. One is an energy positive personality, the other, energy negative. The right hand deflector, or positively charged angel, is the cherubim, the senior or controlling personality. The left hand deflector, or negatively charged angel, is the sanabim, the complement of being. Each type of angel is very limited in solitary function, hence they usually serve in pairs. When serving independently of their seraphic directors, they are more than ever dependent on mutual contact and always function together. Cherubim and Sanabim are the faithful and efficient aids of the seraphic ministers, and all seven orders of seraphim are provided with these subordinate assistants. Cherubim and Sanabim serve for ages in these capacities, but they do not accompany seraphim on assignments beyond the confines of the local universe. The cherubim and sanabim are the routine spirit workers on the individual worlds of the systems. On an unpersonal assignment and in an emergency, they may serve in the place of a seraphic pair, but they never function, even temporarily, as attending angels to human beings. That is an exclusive seraphic privilege. When assigned to a planet, cherubim enter the local courses of training, including a study of planetary usages and languages. The ministering spirits of time are all bilingual, speaking the language of the local universe of their origin and that of their native superuniverse. By study in the schools of the realms, they acquire additional tongues. Cherubim and Sanabim, like seraphim and all other orders of spirit beings, are continuously engaged in efforts at self-improvement. Only such as the subordinate beings of power control and energy direction are incapable of progression. All creatures having actual or potential personality volition seek new achievements. Cherubim and Sanabim are by nature very near the Maranshal level of existence, and they prove to be most efficient in the borderland work of the physical, Maranshal, and spiritual domains. These children of the local universe Mother Spirit are characterized by fourth creatures much as are the Havona servitals in the conciliating commissions. Every fourth cherubim and every fourth sanabim are quasi-material, very definitely resembling the Maranshal level of existence. These angelic fourth creatures are of great assistance to the seraphim in the more literal phases of their universe and planetary activities. Such Maranshal cherubim also perform many indispensable borderline tasks on the Maranshal training worlds and are assigned to the service of the Maranshal companions in large numbers. They are to the Maranshal spheres about what the midway creatures are to the evolutionary planets. On the inhabited worlds, these Maranshal cherubim frequently work in liaison with the midway creatures. Cherubim and midway creatures are distinctly separate orders of beings. They have dissimilar origins, but they disclose great similarity in nature and function.